Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025. My guest is Dr. Zhenyuan Chu, a research scientist with the Prairie Swine Center and an adjunct professor with the University of Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Chu.
Thank you for the invitation.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025, you discuss the topic, Tales Tell the Tale, Science, Solutions, and Surprises. How much of a problem is tail biting? What are the consequences of tail biting, and what are the implications?
I think overall in the pig production, let's say on a global scale, tail biting is indeed a serious problem. And of course, in Canada, as I also mentioned in my talk, that we don't actually have research currently on the prevalence of tail biting issues on farms. But then actually, according to what we hear from the producers, it is still an issue whether you dock the pigs or not. So yes. So that's why I'm giving this talk, and then hopefully, yeah, it gives some kind of, you know, a full picture of how this is like and how we can deal with that.
What do we know about what motivates tail biting and why?
So, you know, as I mentioned in my talk, it is a multifactorial behavior, which means that there are a lot of different risk factors associated with it. I kind of, you know, in my talk, I talk about maybe five or six of them, but then, you know, they're definitely more even than the things I already mentioned. So there's no one specific, you know, like I cannot give you one specific cause, but of course we consider tail biting a type of redirected foraging behavior because, you know, they are omnivores. They forage a lot if given the opportunity. So unable to do that in, let's say, any of the rearing conditions actually motivates them to tail bite.
What are the strategies that are being assessed? What are the strategies that are showing promise? And how are they implemented on the farm?
So, of course, one of the, you know, the major risk factor, as I mentioned, is indeed the absence or the availability of rooting material. So that will really depend on how your every single farm is different. So you can also provide different, you know, the enrichment, as we call them. That will also reduce some of your risk factor for tail biting. But at the same time, of course, you know, I mentioned, you know, watch your feeding, you know, feeder space. Watch your ventilation, watch your air quality, and also, you know, watch out for your stocking density. All these, there are a lot of things that people can do in the barn. So whenever you do have an issue of tail biting, you really have to ask yourself, you know, all of these, you know, risk factor, are you putting yourself at a higher risk, or how do you lower that risk?
You touched on environmental enrichments. What type of environmental enrichments are available? What types of environmental enrichments seem to help with this particular problem?
Yes. So I would say that in a Canadian kind of situation, we would like to see some of, let's say, for example, I mentioned ropes, you know, because what you have to understand what pigs like and what do they, when they forage, what are the traits they're looking for. So they are looking for something they can chew. They are looking for something that they can destroy, you know, destructible. And then ideally it's edible so they can ingest, you know, because that goes back to they are omnivores. They like to, you know, pick up things to chew. So then, you know, having ropes, if you can afford to have some, you know, tiny bit of sawdust or a tiny bit of chopped, you know, straw or anything that they can root, or if you have like a juice axe, you know, they can really destroy, they can put it apart and then they can really eat it, then I think that's a good start.
What are the economic consequences of tail biting?
Yes, I mentioned that also a lot in my talk. So it's a lot. We're looking at reduction of average daily gain. We're looking at increase of your carcass condemnation. We're looking at really early mortality, or even tail biting is also related to other disease issues. So a lot of them come together. It is causing a lot of negative economic impact for the producers. But yeah, I don't have the specific number now, but we're looking at really it can be like $3 per pig slaughter. So that's a lot of money. So I think that's why, the producers still need to, take some time to actually understand more about this behavior and then to lower your risk.
What is the take-home advice, the take-home message to producers?
I would say that really just treating, don't be afraid of tail biting. Treating tail biting, as I say, is an iceberg indicator. So when the pig's performing this behavior, that just means that you definitely have something wrong in your herd, whether it's health, whether it's your environment, whether it's airflow. So it just reminds you that you really have to pay attention to these details, and then, to understand where are your risk factors, and then to deal with that. And then also in the talk, I also provide some, kind of solution that if you do encounter the bad tail biting outbreak, there are things that you can do to, kind of control it to a manageable level.
When you do run into the problem of tail biting, can it be addressed? Can it be cured?
Yeah, so I wouldn't use the word cured, but I would say that there are some different solutions you can do to maybe stop it or contain it. So, as I mentioned in the talk, that you can provide a couple more meaningful enrichment. For example, ropes. You can throw in some ropes. You can, if you can identify your biter, if you have persistent biter, remove them. Or if you have, the victims, sometimes they don't react to tail biting. So you have only one pig in your pen that's just severely bitten, then you consider removing them. So there are some action points that you can do.
How can anyone interested get more information?
They're definitely welcome to get in touch with me, and also on the Prairie Swine Center website. If you search tail biting, we'll also have different, information. And we're also thinking about also the decision tree I show in my talk. We will probably also try to make it into a small leaflet, and then to so that the information can be more available to producers when you encounter tail biting. What can you do? So yeah, I would say please feel free to contact me if you have any more information you like, anything you want to know more from today's talk. Yeah, please get in touch.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I would just say that, yeah, I think tail biting, it is not something that will go away very soon, as I can see, whether you have docked or undocked pigs. So I would say that definitely, understanding more instead of, trying not to, it's not happening to me, I don't want to face it. But then the more you understand it, I would say that the more you will be able to manage it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Chen-Yun Chu, a research scientist with the Prairie Swine Center and an adjunct professor with the University of Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, a Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025, I'm Bruce Cochran.